Tuition at public universities is much higher than it was a couple of decades ago. In our two states, the reasons are similar. Both states cut local property taxes long ago, requiring the state government to put more into K-12 public schools, leaving less money for nearly all other programs. So where the vast majority of public university income once came from the state, now it comes from the students who attend. So they pay more, and they feel it, and tell legislators about it. Students from Oregon Public Universities plan a visit to the state capitol next week to convey the message once again. Tori Uehara is the Director of State Affairs for the Associated Students of Southern Oregon University, ASSOU, and she's our guest in the studio. Tori, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So what is the current situation with tuition at Oregon State Schools? You probably had a chance to research where it's been just in the last few years, and what is the current picture?
Yeah, so we're seeing that over, in particular, the past decade, that, you know, we did a big switch. So the state used to provide about two-thirds of the funding needed to cover the cost of an affordable post-secondary education, and students would take on about a third of that in tuition, which most students, as we know, are paying that tuition through either taking out student loans and or receiving grants or scholarships. So we've seen that drastically change, and now seeing students take on about two-thirds of that weight of tuition and really having the state provide about a third of the funding for their education. So we're seeing a big shift, and it's really, really unfortunate, and students are taking on a huge portion of the burden of their post-secondary education.
So the formulas have essentially flopped. I mean, the state and the students have just traded places, and who's putting in the lion's share of the amount of money?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, decades ago, you could go to a public post-secondary education, into a post-secondary education, working a couple part-time jobs and be able to afford your tuition, your room, your board, and buy your books without problems. But now we see today that students are just continually being priced out of a public post-secondary education.
By the numbers, about how much does it cost to attend to Southern Oregon University?
I would say it's in the range between the $20,000 to $24,000. If you're counting room and board, of course, which we do as students, because we know that, you know, if you're just taking into account tuition, you're not going to be able to properly budget for, you know, the other costs that come with it, such as books, and making sure that you have a meal on your table every day. But I would say tuition ranges really dependent upon if you're taking online classes or in the classroom classes, as well as if you're a non-trad student or, you know, you're coming from out of state. So it really varies, but it's definitely increased quite a bit in the past decade.
When you look at the numbers here, and you're talking about $20,000 to $24,000 just for a year of, and that's everything. I mean, this is room, board, books, tuition, mm-hmm. all that stuff. That's a much greater percentage of what your first year salary might potentially be than it was back when geezers like me first went to college, and you might have been looking at maybe 20-25% of your first year salary would be the amount that you'd pay for a year of college. Big change there, obviously. Has it changed just in the 3 years you've been at SOU?
Luckily, about a little while back in the last biennium, when the legislature was putting funds back into our institutions, students actually fought and won a tuition buy down in the special session in 2013. And that allowed us to buy down tuition for the past 2 years. So there's actually been essentially a tuition freeze or tuition staying at a 0% increase in my time at SOU, which is very fortunate and doesn't often happen. But students fought for that and won that. And we're very fortunate for that. So I'm grateful for that.
So a buy down in the sense that the legislature just put more money into higher education and then held tuition static because of that?
Yeah, so they in the special session decided that they were going to put extra funds into our institutions, which, yes, allowed us to buy down tuition to a 0% increase.
Which is, that's better than watching it go up, I guess. But so now what message do you take to the legislature this time around?
We take the message that, you know, students really cannot afford another increase. We're seeing students priced out of education as is, and we really want them to reinvest in public higher education and really take that step towards ensuring that students in the state of Oregon really can have access to an affordable post-secondary education experience.
How do you present this? I understand you've got both lobbyists and demonstrators. It sounds like quite a crew you're taking, and it's not just from SOU.
Yeah, no, it's not just from SOU. We are part of a larger group. We work with the Oregon Student Association, which is a student-led, student-run, nonprofit student advocacy group here in Oregon, which has a board of directors of students as well as two other governing boards made up of students. And we're really students from across the state. You know, we represent students from Western to Eastern Oregon, from Portland all the way down here in Southern. And we really are coming together in numbers. You know, we know that we have more power and the more students that we can bring into the Capitol and really urge our legislators and show them that this is an important issue to students. So, you know, it's a really great coalition. We're bringing in a lot of students also from community colleges that aren't necessarily a part of the Oregon Student Association, and we're all going to come together and really fight this fight together.
We're talking about tuition costs for higher education, public higher education, and particular demonstrations and lobbying efforts coming up next week. It'll be a week from Thursday up at the Oregon Capitol. Tori Uehara is the Director of State Affairs for the Associated Students of Southern Oregon University. You can join this discussion on the Jefferson Exchange. The phone number, 800-838-3760 throughout the listening area, 800-838-3760, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Check out our Facebook page, and you can see Tori getting ready to go just a few moments ago. This is not like you're not really trying to convince people who need a lot of convincing, it sounds like. I think the message you've probably been getting back in the past, and have you been up there before yourself?
Mm-hmm, I have.
I imagine the message you got back was, we'd love to help, but...
Yeah, I think also a lot of our legislature doesn't really see the issue yet, because they went through college in a time where, you know, like I said before, you could work a couple part-time jobs and still have time to do your homework and afford your school. So, you know, they come from a different time, and we continuously are talking to them about how currently that's just not the case, and how they really need to take the time to reinvest and really think about that. So, you know, we hear a little bit of, we would love to, but we can't yet. Or we hear, you know, we'd love to, we'll do everything we can. And then we hear a little bit of, no, that's not actually an issue. I think, you know, you just need to be able to work more hours on your part-time jobs. So we hear a little bit of everything. So it's a little discouraging.
Any idea what the average debt load is for students in the Oregon public university system?
Yes. The average student is graduating with around $26,000 in debt. And that's, you know, that's from coming from student loans. And we see that, you know, kind of across the nation is like we're in the general range of the average student loan debt, as well as, you know, we see that student loan debt just hit $1.2 trillion on the national level. And so we're really seeing that it's not just an issue here in Oregon, although we're feeling it too. It's an issue everywhere.
So just think about it. If you're lucky enough to make $52,000 in your first year, half of your salary is already spoken for, your gross salary, by your student loan debt.
Yes, and many of us will not graduate into a job that is fortunate enough to give us that much money a year. So many students, we see them graduate, and the, you know, kind of the lingering feelings of student loan debt requires them to just kind of hop into whatever jobs they can get. So, yeah.
Tori, do you have a number in mind? I mean, is there a number that all these students will be presenting to legislators in terms of how much you want reinvested in education, in public higher education?
Yeah, so the seven public universities in Oregon really came together and had a conversation about, you know, how much do we really need to be reinvested in our schools to really be able to keep the cost of tuition as low as possible. And that number is $755 million into public universities. And as well as, we are a group that advocates highly for community colleges as well, and we're looking for $560 million for Oregon community colleges. So reinvesting on multiple levels and ensuring that all facets of post-secondary education in Oregon are really affordable.
How much of a fine-tooth comb has anybody among the student organizations taken to the budget to look for places where you might be able to get this money?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've really looked into whether or not it's like relatively feasible, but students stand by the fact that, you know, we're students, we're in class all the time, and we really need our legislature to take action and take it upon themselves to really find where in the budget they can do this. You know, we're students, we know what we really need, and we know that we need their support, and that, you know, it's one of their jobs to really find where in the budget they can, you know, do these types of things and really reinvest in higher education.
So the figure you gave for the higher education, the four-year school, $755 million, is this the total package for higher ed, or is it $755 million in addition to what it already gets?
This is the total package. Granted, you know, not including Oregon Opportunity Grant funding, but this is really what our institutions, the universities, really need put into their budgets, you know, and what their funding would look like from the general fund.
And what is the current figure that you're working with? What is the figure that the legislature is talking about when you're talking about $755 million?
Yeah, they're in the range of about $659 million for public universities. I believe that's the number. It's in that range. And so, you know, it's a little bit below what we would like to see and what we really need for our institutions. So,
All right. Well, you know, you're not, I guess in terms of a state budget, you're not terribly far apart in the sense that it's actually less than $100 million, which is a huge amount of money for you or me, but for a state budget, it's not necessarily a huge chunk. Did you deliberately pick a number that you thought was attainable?
No, we actually, students are supporting the numbers that the universities gave to us and that they really told us was the number, their magic number to getting us to keeping tuition hopefully around somewhere around a 0% increase. So we're following the lead of our institutions and really making sure that we're supporting them and what their ask is. So, yeah.
Tori Uehara, again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. She's with Associated Students of Southern Oregon University, ASSOU. She's the Director of State Affairs and will be taking a flock of people up to Salem a week from Thursday to lobby and demonstrate in favor of more funding for higher education in the Oregon state budget and in the process, perhaps some breaks on tuition as well. Join us on the Jefferson Exchange with your questions or comments. 800-838-3760 by phone throughout the listening area. By email, jx@jeffnet.org. Check us out on Facebook as well. Lillian Springfield dropped off a talking point anyway. She points out that in the Washington Post in April of 2012, it appears that Americans 60 and older still owe about $36 billion in student loans, which gives us a chance to talk about the total picture, which is more than a trillion now in student debt across the country, which you're clearly aware of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, we've seen student loan debt increase just rapidly. It's a scary fact. And, you know, I think it's one of those things where, yes, we recognize that the generations that come before us have experienced some level of student loan debt and that, you know, that is not something that we're going to deny. But students are graduating at with higher rates of student loan debt now than ever before. And really, it's, you know, stopping us from being able to start the lives that so many of the folks before us got to. You know, we're rushing into jobs just so we can ensure we can start to pay off our loans. We're not taking the time to find a job necessarily in our field that we graduated with a degree in, and really not allowing us to start the lives that, you know, the generations before us got to. And in particular, you know, students now are graduating and less likely to buy cars, invest in buying homes, and seeing that impact on the economy as well. So, you know, we recognize that the generations before us definitely had some debt and that that's really, really unfortunate, but that we are feeling the burden more than the generations before us ever have. So,
you have the advantage of being at SOU and SOU being an Ashland that you have one of the chief budget writers from the state government, from the state legislature in town, Peter Buckley. Who we talked to on the program last week is the House co-chair for the Joint Ways and Means Committee, and the budget that the co-chair has prepared, House and Senate co-chair has prepared, calls for putting more money into K-12 education than the governor calls for. So they're at least thinking about education in those terms. Have you taken a look at the two budgets, the governor's budget and the legislative budget, to see where they come down on higher ed?
Not as in depth as I probably would have liked.
All right, we have another call here from Steve and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Tori Uehara from the Associated Students of Southern Oregon University. Hi, Steve.
Howdy. Do you know how much the overall budgets of the universities have increased over the last, say, 20 years? And it seems to me that it's going up faster even than medical bills, which are skyrocketing. And how much of that is due to the fact that a lot of these institutions have an edifice complex? They're always building, you know, new lecture halls, new sports facilities, new this, new that. And how much of that go to increase the whole salary?
All right. Thanks for the question, Steve. I should point out, too, that you're going to get a slightly different view of this depending on whether you live, as Steve does in Eugene, within a few blocks or a few miles of the University of Oregon campus, where there has been a lot of building going on, versus the SOU campus in Ashland, where there has not been a lot of building going on. So, but back to his original question, though, about the general budgets within universities over the last 20 years or so.
Yeah, I would say we definitely see an increase for multiple reasons, which I won't necessarily go into great depth about. But I would say that in general, you know, we see a lot of funding coming from outside sources as well, in particular, Steve and Eugene. Y'all have a lot of support. I would say that, you know, In regards to buildings and renovations, SOU has not seen any in particular. You know, we see some, but not in like the great leaps and bounds of other institutions. We see more cuts to our programs and to things. So our budget is, you know, increased, but not as much as others have, I would say. In the state, I would say overall, while the budgets are increasing, obviously, you know, the rate of inflation causes us to have to in certain regards to folks' salaries and whatnot. We're seeing that, you know, the legislature takes a lot of careful note in deciding when and where institutions are going to be able to, you know, build buildings, improve other buildings. And I think that that impact is big, but not as huge as a lot of the things, such as the increase to direct tuition in regards to what we're paying into our administration's salaries or into other facets of campus. So,
building programs often come from bonded debt anyway, and
yeah.
And I think the reference you're making to outside money. For example, when you're building a new basketball arena at the University of Oregon, that's largely Nike money.
Yes, exactly.
You know,
so,
yeah. All right. So, but so as you go to the legislature, because this does apparently happen every budget year, and every odd numbered year in Oregon is the year you set the budget up for the biennium, which runs from odd numbered year to odd numbered year. Are you changing anything about the message you're delivering this time?
I would say no. You know, for years we've been talking with the legislature about the need for reinvestment, the need to really, really come and advocate for students and really give back to students in the sense that, you know, we are here, we're voting in record numbers, and we're supporting them in their work, and they really need to support us in being able to afford post-secondary education. So, you know, I think With each new generation of young student leaders and student organizers, you see the creativity take a change in the language, but not necessarily our underlying message that there's a dire need for reinvestment in higher education and that, you know, overall that at the end of the day is the most important thing, especially to students right now.
We'll spend a couple more minutes here with Tori Uehara from the Associated Students of Southern Oregon University. She's Director of State Affairs, and we're talking about demonstrations and lobbying at the state capitol in Salem on February 12th to talk about how much students at Oregon public universities are paying in tuition. Phone number here, 800-838-3760, or by email jx@jeffnet.org. Do you end up in a situation, though, where you're, in a sense, asking legislators, okay, don't put money into that because we want it for this? I mean, I know you say that you put the onus on them to figure out how to take it, but ultimately you could be asking, don't put as much into K-12 schools so we can have more for public higher ed.
Yeah, I think no matter what, whoever you are, whatever part of the budget you're advocating for, that is the case. You know, we see that funding in every single facet, whether it's K-12, the Oregon Opportunity Grant, higher ed, all the different facets of the budget are really asking for increases, right? And no matter what, that means that we're going to be really kind of, in a sense, going against each other, but also at the same time supporting one another. We see in higher education that it is important that students get a good K-12 experience and really are urged to go into post-secondary education. But that doesn't devalue the fact that we really do need the money in higher education as well. So I think, you know, it's inevitable that it happens that we have to do kind of like a little bit of going against each other.
Do the proposals from the students include any proposals for additional revenue, new taxes, anything like that?
You know, at this time, I would say we're not necessarily going in that, like, we're not talking about that yet. We're mostly focusing on reinvestment right now. But down the road, I'm definitely thinking we'll be making more of a statement around that.
All right, another call here from Paul in Medford. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about tuition at public universities with Tori Uehara from the Associated Students of Southern Oregon University.
Hi there. You know, while I share her concern of the raising in tuition, my other side of this is that the use of we want to reinvest versus we want the public to subsidize our education. And that's what the request is. You don't want to have, is not paying more, so let's get somebody else to pay more. And the other thing is that you just used some numbers a moment ago that you said were given to you by the colleges as far as how much money that they wanted. And now you're going to go as their puppets to Salem and protest to get the raise that they want. And I just wonder how well that's thought out.
All right. Thanks for the question, Paul. Appreciate that. So subsidy versus reinvestment, and do you feel like a puppet?
Yeah. So I would say that, you know, we need to keep in mind that this is public post-secondary education. This isn't a private post-secondary education. And in that, you know, the term public is really that, you know, it is a public good, right? It's a public good, a public service that our states and our national government really should be focusing on, because it's something that was prioritized over time and time again, that it should come from the states and should be affordable. We offer K through 12 free of charge. So, you know, why can't post-secondary education be the same? We see time and time again that, yes, okay, we can talk about how, why can't students pay more? You know, obviously the cost of education is going up. Obviously we need to play our part. Well, we are, you know, we're paying at record rates into our institutions, and we're really playing our part in it, but we need more support from the state, because it is a public post-secondary education. And if the states want to continue to have, you know, public institutions, there really needs to be investment. Otherwise, you know, a lot of schools are going to become privatized, and they're going to become private schools. And that's a whole different thing. In terms of being puppets, I'd argue against that. We're not puppets. The universities didn't ask us, hey, go up there and advocate it for us. We were allies. We work together in the sense that we know that this is the number that they would like us, like to see into their institutions to be able to keep tuition as low for students as possible. And as student advocates, you know, that is what is most important to us, keeping in mind our constituencies, our friends, our peers, our families to come after us into these institutions, and really advocating for numbers that would be in their best interest. So, no, I would strongly say that we are not puppets. We are choosing to use that language. We are choosing to use those numbers. We were not, you know, asked to do that. So I would say, you know, we go up there as strong supporters and strong allies for students and advocating for students.
And quickly, how hopeful are you or not that something will happen?
You know, I'm ever hopeful that our legislature will really take us seriously and take us at, you know, point. But, you know, we'll see what happens. And I'm excited to have all of the SOU students up there with us.
So. About how many are going altogether?
Around 65 from SOU.
All right. Tori Uehara is the Associated Students of Southern Oregon University, Director of State Affairs, on her way to Salem a week from Thursday. Thanks so much for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you for having me.